This morning. Well, I've searched the world, but it couldn't fail me. Man's empty praise, treasures of faith. Never enough. You came along, put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied. We're hearing your love. Come on, sing it out this morning.
Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you.
I'm not afraid to
show you my failures and falls. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend.
'Cause the God of the mountain
is the God of the valley.
Difficulties, right? So we're going to try that again. Let's go ahead and give God the glory this morning. Come on. Right, here we go.
I know who I am, 'cause I know. Listen to me. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am lost. I was made for
more. I know who I am. I know who you are. Cross of salvation was only the start. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. And I have a future.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Behind your regrets and mistakes, come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling.
sing that chorus one more time.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's give him all the glory this morning.
I'm at a crossroads. I mean, Jeffrey, I'm right in the middle of something. I need y'all to help me. I got a sermon that I wrote, and it's pretty good. But I got another one, too. I got one that I ain't nothing wrote down about it. But I think it's pretty powerful. Y'all mind if I do that? Let's do that. Let's save the notes for another time. Sorry, David. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing on this. So if you want to go ahead and turn your Bibles, I'm going to share something with you. If you want to go ahead and turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, we're going to be there in verse 17 to Lord knows what. Last night I had a powerful experience, and the words of these songs meant a lot more to me this morning because of an experience that I had last night. Last night I had the opportunity, the blessing to have a conversation with a young person. And I love the gospel. I love sharing the gospel with people. It's powerful. And so this young person was right there in the throes of a Holy Spirit battle. Anybody who's been there understands where this person was. They were trying to decide between their flesh, and they were trying to decide between what God was calling them to do. He was calling them to believe in Him, to profess faith in Him, to ask for His forgiveness. And I watched this battle before my eyes. And instead of trying to say a bunch more words, I just watched it work out and ask questions. Watched it work out and ask some questions. I'll share how it went in the end, but there's another battle that the Bible has, and this one was with Jesus in the story of the rich young ruler. And this has been on my heart. Oh, it's been on my heart. I'm so happy about today. The Lord had just unsettled me on this passage, and it's one of my favorite ones. It's one of my favorite stories of Jesus. Look there at verse 17. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him, to Jesus, and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, I love the way Jesus responds, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments." So here's what he asked. He said, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Here's Jesus' response. "You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." So Jesus details some of the Ten Commandments, not all of them. The law. This man probably knew the law. Obviously he knew the law. Just look how he responds. And he said to him, the rich young ruler, "Teacher, I have kept all these from my youth up." I can see him saying that with a little bit of pride. "Yeah, I'm good. All right, this is going well so far, Jesus." Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him. And he said to him, "One thing you lack." Again, this is all about asking about eternal life. "One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." What we don't need to miss is that last part. follow me. See, who's rich and unruly had a lot of things. Having a lot of things is not wrong. It's not a sin to be blessed financially. It's not a sin to have multiple cars. It's not a sin to have those things. It is a sin when those things become our God. When we begin to worship these things or worship the process to get these things. You see, we think that a false god is this statue put up somewhere that's really big and people come there formally to worship. That's not a requirement to be a god. Anything in this world, anything that we put above God that we worship, we dedicate our time, our thoughts, our money, and all that thing to, that's God to us. We are worshiping it with our time and attention. And Jesus knew this. Jesus knew that this young man, that was his God, his possessions. But see, this guy's at a crossroads. He loves his possessions, he loves his things, but he also is wanting what? Eternal life. So Jesus lays it down. Here's the commandments. But and great job following those. Those are good. Man of the law, you're legal. That's good. But now you've got to sell all these things. You've got to put away all your gods and put me as God. And then follow me. How does he respond? He's wanting eternal life. Jesus has given him the second part of his thing. What does he say? Oh, yes, Jesus! But at these words, the rich young ruler was saddened and went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. But Jesus, I got 1,000 acres of prime property over here. You know how long it took me to get that? Do you know what I had to do to get that 1,000 acres? I got trail cameras with deer and turkey all over it. There's oil on it and a little bit of gold over there in the spring. You couldn't possibly want me to give up all that for you. And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples how hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. I will say today how hard it will be for anyone who has fallen in love with anything in this world to follow Jesus Christ. What did he ask you to give up? The same thing he gave up, everything. I think Chris used the terminology when he first started. Several people had given their lives to Christ. Isn't that what you said? Was that Jeffrey? That's accurate. That's what follow me is. That's what Christianity really is. You're giving up your life and giving it to Christ. That's what following is. I talked to the young guys about this. This may be really simple. It helped me. Who always play follow the leader in their life? Some of y'all ain't played follow the leader. Am I going to have to explain what follow the leader is? It's a really simple game where a leader is designated and everybody else follows the leader. If the leader goes this way, guess what they do? They follow. If the leader turns left, guess what they do? They go left. Leader goes right, they go right. If they hold their hand up, so that's follow the leader. As kindergartners, we can all play follow the leader. Jesus wants to be the leader. And we're supposed to follow the leader. Are we following the leader? Or do we just want the leader to say that we can spend eternal life with him one day after we get through doing everything we want to do? Those are two different things. That's not following the leader. But you got to believe the leader's leading you to a good place to follow him. And that's what I think some people need to see. The leader is leading you to the best place possible. Not only today, but forever. Amen? Amen. So let's finish it out. Verse 26, they were even more astonished and said to him, well, then who can be saved, Jesus? Looking at them, Jesus said, with people, it will be impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. And that's where I put my trust. You didn't see Jesus run this man down. Well, wait a minute. Wait. We have coffee fellowship on Sunday morning at 9:30. You should come. We have Wednesday night suppers, and it's really good most of the time. And we, you know, we got a new Sunday school class that started. Parking's pretty easy. Even got overflow across the road. Barbecue restaurants right across the street. He didn't run him down. He told him the truth. Are we comfortable with just sharing the truth of the gospel and letting God do the rest? I assume he can handle it. But last night, so let's go back to the first part. I watched the devil's lie in action. It was almost as though I could hear the devil whisper into this young person while I was sitting there. Explained the gospel. Wanted the gospel. I could see it. Wanted it. I thought, okay, we're here. This is about time to pray. So, well, what do you want to do? You're at a crossroads. It's time for a decision. Left or right? We're going to continue in disbelief, and you head on. That's what I saw here. Or we can place our faith in Jesus Christ tonight, and we can believe in our heart. We can confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we can have salvation, eternal life. What do we want to do? And I don't know why it even surprised me. I need a little more time to get my life right before I can do that. I said, no. 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 That's backwards. You can't do that. The devil is lying to you. You're not capable of doing that. That's what Jesus did. He did that for you so that you can believe in that and then you can have it. It's backwards. I said, oh, but, you know, hey, this ain't my decision. You got to make this decision. I said, but let me just, real quick, I said, let me just ask you a question. I said, if Jesus was here right now, I said, at this moment, it's like he's reaching out his hand to you, saying, just take it. Like, I don't need you to go run a mile. I don't need you to go do anything else. I just need you to take my hand and trust that I've done this for you. I said, if that happened, would you take it? They said, yeah. I said, well, then that's what you need to do because he's already done the work. And I said, and the Jesus that I know, I don't care what kind of sins you've committed. His blood's stronger than that. Jesus' blood applied will cover all those sins, or at least the blood of the Jesus that I worship. Amen? So you can't out-sin that. And glory to God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, belief, confession, and asking for forgiveness, and guess what? We're adding one more to the kingdom. But I'm almost confident, and I don't know if it's the Lord. I mean, don't hear that. I'm pretty sure I didn't concoct this out of my brain. And if there's somebody here that the devil has been lying to you because that's his typical lie, he lies, he tells that lie to everybody else. But if this morning you came in here and you said, you know what? I'm going to go. This is a great day now. I really feel like I've got enough energy to take it, and I'm going to get better. And then I'm going to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I'm going to play the follow. I'm going to follow me after this. Today. Today is the day of salvation. There's nothing that you can do in and of your own power today, tomorrow, this week, this next month, this next year that's going to qualify you for his salvation. Jesus has already paid the salvation. He just needs you to believe in it and take it. But it does require you to give your life to him, to remove yourself from the throne of your life. Ask Jesus to sit down there and reign. and follow him. Follow the leader, just like in kindergarten. Follow the leader. Wherever Jesus goes, you go. How Jesus spoke, you spoke. You see what I'm saying? Pretty simple. Well, in theory. We all know how hard it is. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be successful. So now's the time to respond. If today, I pray that today, if you came in here and you were waiting, you were just waiting, if the devil's lied to you, he's held you, I pray that you would just reach out and take Jesus' hand and say, I want what he just told me that you have. And I want you to be my Lord and Savior. And I want your forgiveness. Jeffrey, y'all can come up. I'm going to pray. And then we're going to have a time of response and a time of worship as we close. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all that you have done. Thank you for a great weekend. Thank you for salvations. Thank you for strengthenings, dear God. Thank you for allowing us to worship you. I'm so thankful that you've given the gifts, the talents, the time for what we experienced this weekend. It was a great encouragement, and I'm thankful. I pray, God, today that there would be salvation in the house of the Lord. I pray, God, if anybody walked in here unsaved, it would be impossible for them to walk out in the same fashion. I pray, God, you'd give them the strength to do whatever it is that they need to do. And for the rest of us, dear God, for those that have already believed, confessed, and asked you to be the Lord of our lives, I pray, God, that you would draw us closer. I pray, God, that you would equip us to help anyone today that may be making that new decision, to help us to disciple them and just get them to a place where they can bring you glory and experience the great joy that comes from that. We thank you. We trust in you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.